flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, coming up later on this hour, you will hear Alex Ovechkin's goal last night in Ottawa to draw one step closer to the great one. Tough loss for the Capitals last night. End of a 6-game road trip that saw them go from all parts in between Seattle, Western Canada, Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver, again, Seattle, Ottawa. Second time in Ottawa in 2 weeks. And now, welcome home. Take on the Winnipeg Jets, who are really good. Yeah, that's going to be tough. That's going to be tough. The Jets, by the way, real quickly, are, they're, again, really good. 36-14. Three overtime losses, 75 points, and all they've done is win 5 games in a row. Yeah. Tough way to come home. But Capitals will try and figure it out tomorrow night when they return to Capital One Arena. So we're asking you two things. Your thank you note to whoever you want in the Commanders organization, and as well a letter grade Dan Quinn on the job 1 year this weekend, I guess is what we'll call it, because the news was reported 1 year ago tomorrow. We're obviously not on the air tomorrow. By the time we come back, you know, who knows when it became exactly official, when the contract was signed and whatever. Maybe that was Sunday. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. It's 1 year on the job. And Dan Quinn did a great job with a lot of things. The only reason why I gave him an A-, I tend to be a hard grader in general. B, again, couldn't fix a bunch of things. Not all his fault, but I, you know, it's part and parcel with, like, the evaluation. All right, let's get back to the calls. Let's get back to you. We'll start off this hour with Josh in Maryland, right, real quickly here on the Team 980. Josh, how are you?
I'm doing good. So I got to thank, I'm a season ticket holder, and I want to thank my ticket rep, Mr. LB Lucas. He did a fantastic job this year and also to the year before. But, I mean, not just, you know, it's like the new age of customer service from the team.
Mm-hmm.
He's always texting me back and forth, chit-chatting about the team. He got my got my son who goes to the games with me. He got him a bar mitzvah present, got him some swag, you know, some swag they had laying around. You know, he did. He went and pulled some strings and got me into the special event they did for Jewish Heritage Day.
Okay.
And just always there for just to ask, you know, answer questions about everything.
Let me jump in with you. Are you a newish season ticket holder? Is this a newish ticket service representative? How did that whole thing work?
So yeah, I mean I've been going to games for years, but just getting my tickets on the secondary market.
Okay.
And then as it became financially possible for me and I started going with my son, it just made more sense for me to take the dive and get season tickets, which I did. I did it right when they signed Bieniemy. Just happened to be, time I'm trying to.
Two seasons, but two seasons as a season ticket holder, but you were going to a bunch of games before, but not necessarily dealing with a ticket rep or an employee. But this is good. This is important, right? Because, you know, I heard something from a couple of really, really loyal season ticket holders that were right in front of Josh Harris's box, and the prices were just exponentially raised, right? And there was no like grandfathering in, and they actually wound up I forget the whole story. They wound up actually contacting somebody in the organization, and Josh and his people actually met with them and helped them out. Like, instead of raking people over the coals completely, you know, it seems like they're trying to do the right thing as much as possible.
I've just noticed a difference. LB came on at the end of my second year, and it's just been a night and day difference between, you know, his customer service that he does.
Okay.
I mean, it's more like, I'm also an Orioles ticket plan holder as well. And their customer service is pretty good too, and it's definitely gotten more on par with them.
Great,
with that.
Great to hear. I'm happy to hear that, and glad you made the plunge. And you know, hopefully everybody, you know, hopefully things of, you know, visiting team takeovers, it'll always be a thing. But hopefully it is much less of a thing, like it was in Detroit, like it was in Philadelphia, where the home crowd is 95-ish% as opposed to 60-40 or 55-45 or whatever. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Kevin in Virginia here on the Team 980. Kev, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Chris?
Good, Kev. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm going to give Dan an A, but not in every area. I think management, building culture, picking the right people, even in-game management, at least we would make fourth downs. Under Riverboat Ron, we'd never make them. And I'm wondering on the X's and O's, though, if the credit goes to the coordinators. I didn't get a sense that Quinn was, like, hands-on as much as the coordinators were, but...
Well, it's interesting that it's interesting that you say that, because we don't know, like, what we don't know is what actually goes on behind the scenes on Monday and Tuesdays, right? When they are building the game plan Monday night and all day Tuesday and implementing it and getting it ready. I would guess, I don't know, that Dan Quinn is a defensive guy, as a head coach, as somebody who learned a lot from what he did in Atlanta and was very self-reflective of that. My sense is that he had input, certainly, and especially, of course, on the defensive side, but wasn't micromanaging, wasn't like, no, this is what we're doing, and this is how we're going to do it, and you're, whether you like it or agree or not, this is what we're going to do. I don't get the sense that he was that type of head coach. But I could be wrong, but I don't get that sense.
Hire good people and let them do their job.
Yeah.
Thank you to Jaden, and certainly for his talent, but getting up at 5:30 every morning, that's so huge, because
it gets the respect of the veterans, and it sets a tone for everybody. You know, a lot of these guys come in who are rookies, and they think they're the cat's meow, and he didn't do that, and that's so important to get respect and to be a leader. So I thank him for – I could never get up at 5:30. So.
Neither could I. I get up at 5:30, I go to the bathroom, and I go back to sleep. That's what I do.
Me too.
Thank you, Kev. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Let's get to – oh, boy, here he is. I'm sure he's not going to like either of these topics, although it says he wants to participate in both. Let's see. Paulie. In the 757. What's up, Paulie? How are you? Paulie?
Making a dramatic entrance?
Bum-ba-dum. Paulie! Oh,
he said Paulie. He wanted to participate. I guess that was a lie.
Oh, Paulie! We'll put him back on hold and check out Lou next up. What up, sweet Lou? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster?
What's going on, Lou?
How you doing?
How you shaking?
It's too many noise over here, so I got to step out real quick to get my point across.
Tell Benjamin St. Juice to be quiet, okay?
Well, yeah, to tell him do not come back, man. Do not come back to the DMV. Shout out to Paulie, man.
Paulie was missing in action.
It's okay. He's doing something, you know. You got to put him back on hold like me you did yesterday, so
he'll
get back to you. But, yeah, as far as me, you know, giving out grades, man, there is no grade for Dan and the staff and for the organization, man. I think they've done a 360. It's like this is like a dream come true. So I can't grade these guys, man. I remember what kind of situation we was in. I mean, when I called the station a couple years, I'd say a couple years, maybe like close to a decade ago, like when I was calling Kevin and, you know, the other guy on the other station, and they literally told me that, you know, this team will not be sold, blah blah blah, this and that and third. From that to what we have right now, dude, there is no, I'm still in cloud nine, so I can't wait till we get the stadium things going, and you know, as far as, you know, us, you know, next season it's going to be a progress, and man, the sky is the limit. I'm thankful. I thank Josh, thank Magic, thank the rest of the co-owners, and thank Jaden. I mean, thank Terry McLaurin. I mean, come on. How much time do I have, Chris?
I mean, you know, you got another 45 seconds. How about that?
I got, man. To be honest, like I said, there is no grade, and I'm just thankful. I know that loss on Sunday still kind of, you know, bothered me a little bit, but it is what it is, and I moved on from it, I think, as a day go by. But other than that, man, it's just, you know, it's been it's one hell of a season, and I can't wait for the future. Once we build that stadium in D.C., hopefully we get our little name back or whatnot. I'm kind of like Sabah, so shout out to Sabah. Get well. And, you know, other than that, man, I don't know if you got my text last night about the Philly guy that he called the game on Sunday that we lost. He said it was a meaningful game for the guy, one of the center, to come play that Sunday. I was like, what is it? And I called the station, and they had me on hold for like an hour and some change because I was going to let him have it. But I guess he know not to pick up that phone call.
On WIP, you mean?
Exactly.
Wait. So help me out here, because I'm not sure what exactly you're talking about. What happened now?
Tim Kelly. The Tim Kelly guy, the guy who hosts the show, I think, around.
Oh, okay. I don't know him. Okay, so what did Tim Kelly do?
Yeah, you know, he said that, you know, one of the star center, he had a back issue, so they pretty much dismissed us on, you know, I guess, him playing, you know, against us on this past Sunday. He was like, oh, why would they even think about having him play this Sunday? It's a meaningless game. I was like, what? I was like, man, I was heated. I was getting ready. And the fact that he was talking trash, he said, I think the Eagles going to whip Kansas City. I was like, man, just get me on the radio. But luckily, they didn't get me on the radio. It is what it is. But appreciate you taking my call, because you are a guy. We still got love for you, you know, Rooster, you know. As far as that streaming service, man, get that thing situated, man. My money is running away. Hey, man, my bank account is real low, Chris.
Oh, is that what you – okay, you texted me about how many different, like –
streaming I have.
Yeah, I forgot. So the deal, as far as I don't know what you have, right? You have the ESPN Plus, right? Is that what you have?
Yeah. Okay. I got ESPN to watch my UFC and every now and then some soccer game, you know. And then I got Peacock. I got to watch my WWE.
Right.
But here's
the deal, right? So my understanding, and I could be wrong because I watch, you know, I watch when it's a non-exclusive game, I watch the Capitals on Monumental Sports Network, right? But I don't have, but that's on TV. In the DC market, I think, I could be wrong, I think because of territorial restrictions and however all that stuff works, that ESPN Plus can't carry the Capitals in the market when Monumental has the local broadcast rights. Now, when ESPN or ESPN Plus has the rights to the game, they can. Or if you're out of the area, say you lived in Florida or whatever, you could get you because you're out of the broadcast market. So, I mean, unfortunately, they really do make it difficult for you. But, you know,
Chris, it's a money grabbing.
Of course
this
it is.
Like, while we have to, you know, the reason why everything is down is because you chose to charge every fan that wants to watch sports. Yet we got to cush the Fox, or we got to cush the CBS, or we got to cush the other game on Paramount. I mean, come on, man. Yeah. Why, it's ridiculous. It is what it is, Chris. Appreciate
it's
you.
It's all a money grab. All right. Thank you, Lou. Appreciate it. Keep in mind, for those of you that always want the players to get paid, the players to get their cash, to get their bag, remember, in order to get their bag, somebody's got to pay for it. The owners are going to pay for some of it, but that's because they're going to charge you, or the leagues are going to charge you, or the rules are going to charge you. The negotiated CBA rights are going to charge. The point being is, right, ultimately, in order for the players to get their bag, guess who pays for it? You. One way or the other. Even though CBS and Fox and ESPN and NBC pay an enormous amount of money to the league for their television rights, you're going to pay for it indirectly. Obviously, you have to have cable or access to those channels. Then they're going to put a playoff game like they did the Ravens Steelers on Peacock exclusively. This year was Amazon Prime. Last year was Peacock for the Chiefs and the Dolphins. Now, the only notable exception is when your team plays, i.e., if it would have been like the Commanders playing on Saturday night of Wild Card Weekend instead of Sunday night, the Commanders would have been on Amazon Prime nationally. But here locally, in the Washington, D.C. market, they would have put it on, I don't know what channel, but they would have put it on one of the local, quote-unquote, over-the-air channels. All right, take a timeout. We'll continue along. I got some coaching news that I want to run through as well. Clean up on aisle 3 still to come. We can continue to take your thank you notes, your grades for Dan Quinn 1 year on the job, and we'll also tell you about how to get to Las Vegas next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:05 to go. Caps with 5 left and a man advantage. Protas, blue line, Ovechkin. Shooting, scores! Alex Ovechkin with 2 seconds left on the power play. Goes top right corner, and it's a one-goal game again. Ovechkin takes another step toward Gretzky, and it's 4-3 here at Canadian Tire Center.
John Walton on the call last night in Ottawa. Alex Ovechkin, 23 on the year, now 19 away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time record of 894. Ovechkin began this season with 853. Again, now has 876 and 23 on the year, 19 away, 31 games remaining in the Capitals' regular season. His pursuit of the great one is scored by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. And Alex and the boys get back to Capital One Arena tomorrow night, and they'll need it against Winnipeg. Winnipeg, as we mentioned to you earlier, is really, really good. And usually it is a tough climb when you come back from such a long road trip as they were on. 6 games to wrap it up in overtime last night in Ottawa. Now, before we get, I guess Paulie's back with us, so before we get to him, once again, want to remind you, again, Ovechkin's Chase of the Great One is presented by Main Street Bank, and this is presented by your friends here at the Team 980 and Odyssey. Are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? Of course you are. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with 3 friends, if you have them. Hopefully you do. And $20,000 in spending money for the first 2 rounds of the college basketball tournament. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Now, if you listen each day for an hour, you're going to earn your daily entry. It's a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slam dunk. All right, so congratulations to Alex Ovechkin again, one step closer. Needing 19, what did I say, 33 regular season games? Is that what I said? Is it 33 regular season games?
I think so.
I just said it, and of course, I can't remember.
I do that quite
31 games. He needs 19. I was asked on DC News Now yesterday whether I thought it was more likely that Ovechkin would break the record. Now, again, this was before yesterday's game, so he needed 20 in, I guess, 32 games. More likely that, or that the Caps would finish with the number one overall seed, the President's Trophy. And I answered the President's Trophy. I don't know if there's a wrong answer. It's a gut feel thing, Max. But I answered the President's Trophy because I look at it as that's a team thing, and they've been so good from the word go this year, getting contributions from all 4 lines, from all 6 defense, from both goaltenders, from everything that they've done this year. From the very get-go, it was not just about Ovechkin. Like, down the stretch last year, Ovechkin was carrying them, willing them to the playoffs, right? And he was out of gas.
Yeah.
This year, it felt very different from the start. And I said that over and over and over and over again, that they were getting contributions from guys like Taylor Radish and, you know, of course, Nick Dowd, who's been here forever. And
Ethan Frank, who just
Ethan
got
Frank,
here.
My gosh, how good has he been? Absolutely great call on Ethan Frank. And both goaltenders and how they were locked down in the third period, so on and so forth. I still think they have probably a better chance of finishing with the number one seed and therefore the President's Trophy as opposed to Ovechkin. But, man, 19 goals in 31 games.
So doable.
It's so doable, but it's still pretty damn hard.
It's a lot.
I mean, he was on, what, a goalless streak before last night of what, three games, was it?
I think so. It'd been a minute.
In Vancouver, Tuesday in Calgary. I think there was one more game before that. I'd have to go back and double check. You know, so you can go on these runs where two or three games pile up and you don't score. That's the only thing that makes me think that they have a better shot of actually winning the President's Trophy as opposed to that. All right, let's get to, we'll try Paulie here again. Give him another shot. Give him another crack at the mic. What's up, Paulie?
Hail to the W, man.
Paulie, you
Russell,
woke up.
What's going on,
you woke
man?
Up, Paulie.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on, man? How you doing? How you doing, Russell?
I'm okay. How are you, Paulie?
Hey, I'm doing okay, man. Hey, I want to start out with this, you know, Dan Quinn, A+. I don't care what you're talking about, Russell. To me, you just sound like that the one Hall of Famer voter in baseball that don't want to make nobody unanimous.
It's way more than one.
Nothing
now.
He did wrong.
It's way more than one Hall of Fame voter. That's all. Sorry.
Oh, that's all I'm saying. Max, yeah. Well, Paulie, you are nitpicking
like
on me. I'm not some AWOL Hall of Fame voter.
Who's the new guy, man? Who is he?
Max.
Paulie, we've talked all the time.
Hey, shut up.
No.
Hey, no, but let me finish, though, because I got a lot to say, so let me be quick with it.
You? Right. Surprising.
You know, Russell, I'm just tugging on your coattails with that, you know what I mean? But look, he did a great job to me, man, all the way around, man. You know what I mean? On the field, adjustment, the hiring of his coaching staff, you know, getting funneling players in, funneling players out, the handling of Jaden Daniels in the offseason, not just, you know, giving him the anointment oil right away, making him work for it. So, to me, it was A+, man. You know, Russell, I want to thank you, honestly, man, because, you know what I was going through this summer, and, you know, you went above and beyond, you know what I mean, to be a friend to me. And like you started your show off yesterday, you know, with the tragedy out there with the helicopter and the plane, and God bless and condolences to all those peoples and prayers to their families and all that. But when you said something, it was 100% that meant to me was sports is a distraction.
Yeah.
And this whole season was a distraction for me. You know what I mean? And in a blessed and good way. And you was a very big part of that. So I want to thank you.
I appreciate that. I mean, I didn't really do anything, but yeah. I appreciate that.
No, you did a lot. You did a lot, and I appreciate you. You know what I mean? And everybody else who listened to me and my boys, y'all know what y'all done for me, too. I appreciate y'all. But I just wanted to say that to you. This is your show. All right, now, let's get back
Very
to this,
kind.
Man. I got to air some dirty laundry, man. And I could do it here. I'm keeping it in-house because we all – it's 99.9% Commander fans that call into this station, all right? Sabah, shut up. Shut up, Sabah. Honestly, I love you, but shut up, man. Matter of fact, you know, I got the segment on the morning drive. You know the morning drive, Russell. You be on here with Johnny D on 13-10 down here. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Those are my guys.
Put him in a porta potty.
Yeah.
Put Sabah in the porta potty. She don't get to use the bathroom. Put in the porta potty, man. So, cause this nothing about this season was a fluke. Nothing. You can name all you want to name about a drop pass and a time mismanagement and anything else you want to do, man. But nothing about this season was a fluke. Truth be told, you just didn't like Jaden Daniels, the draft pick of Jaden Daniels. And you went through this whole season trying to be an a-hole about Jaden Daniels. You know, if that was Sam Howell or Drake May, you'd be tap dancing on your operating table right now. But you're not because you're being a little hater, all right? Stop it, man. I've been going through this with you for years and years, but this year you was at your all-time high up. I'm not trying to be a jerk. Yeah, you being a jerk. I don't know if you're trying to be Chris Russell's little sister or what, but you got to stop with this mess, man. Honestly, man, because you're making yourself sound stupid and you're making yourself personally look bad. You're making your character look bad. Because when you to say that, I'm thanking for the Eagles for putting us in our place. What are you talking about, man? We made it to the championship game. What a group of guys just band-aid and placed together and playing from their heart. You know, you being a fan of us is like keep your friends close to keep your enemies closer. You know, you being a fan of this team is like sleeping with the enemy. All right? Well, I'm about to wake you up out of your nightmare. You love Carolina that bad, go down and down there and root for the Panthers, man. Other than that, put some bar in the porta potty, man. Hail to the W.
All right, Paulie, as always, very passionate and fiery. Yeah, I thought Sabah would catch a lot of shrapnel for that list. It was a unique list, that's for damn sure. And thank you for the kind words. It's unusual, but unnecessary as well. I mean, I just try and do whatever I can to support anybody that, you know, has been good to me or listens to the show that I can in whatever little way that we can. You know, and again, last week was really tough. This tomorrow is going to be brutal. You know, Paulie lost his brother over the summer. You know, I know they were very, very, very close. I've lost my brother 5 years ago during the Nats playoff run to the World Series. That sucked. You know, what happened the other night in the Potomac is still hard. I mean, it in some ways it's not unimaginable, but it's still hard to fathom. I think of all those victims and the families, and you know, it's just life is so unfair. Really, it is. It's so unfair. And it makes what we do around here, like, I don't know, at times feel like kind of a little carnival act, right? Because all we're trying to do is distract you a little bit from the reality of how brutally unfair the world is. All right, thanks to Paulie. We'll take a quick time out after a trending alert here. We'll try and get a couple of final phone calls in and a little cleanup on aisle three action. Let's go. Right here, right now. All right, wrapping things up here on a Friday in the DMV and anywhere else. Always live and free and on demand on the Odyssey app. I just put up something on Twitter, X, Twix, whatever you want to call it, at WrestleMania621. If you guys can help me out, and therefore help a friend of mine out, CC, Chris Campbell, great coach, at Freedom High School in South Riding, Virginia, of the defending girls state champions, and as well over at St. Paul the Sixth, right? Is it St. Paul the Sixth? He's also a championship coach there. He's up for Virginia Sports Person of the Year, and he's winning right now. So we need to support him.
Keep voting.
What's that?
Keep voting.
Yeah, keep voting. So I just put up the link and everything on there, you know, that you can, you know, just click on and directly. Is it St. Paul the Sixth, right?
The WCAC? Commonly known as PVI around
PVI,
here.
PVI, there you go. Yeah. I always screw up, like, the names of them, like St. Joseph, St. Paul, St., you know, because everything just kind of runs together in my brain. St. Paul the Sixth, they won a championship there. You know, he won Freedom High School girls soccer class 6, right? It was class 6. I think it was class 6.
Sounds right.
State champions, which was an unbelievable ride. Undefeated, all that. Listen, he's going up against, like, Olympians, you know? I mean, but, like, come on. Help out my guy. Help out my guy. Help out my guy is all I'm asking. Do your favorite rooster a favor, huh? All right, let's get back a couple of final phone calls here. Let's go to my guy. Speaking of my guy, AA, Athen, Annapolis. What's up, AA? How are you?
I'm great, and my thank you is to you, Chris, for putting up with the disease known as Winingham all year. For having to listen to Angel Reese is better than Caitlin Clark, to listen to the NBA Magic Johnson's era was plumbers compared to LeBron James and his son. that this team was first going to the Super Bowl, then they suck, that he abandoned them, that he's back on the L train, and for having to put up with the comments about his brand and how great he is compared to everybody else. What a crock of you-know-what. So thank you, Chris, for, well, not only keeping him employed, but for putting up with the disease known as Lowell Linus Linoleum Winingham Sr.
Wow.
You are the man and have more tolerance than all of us put together. I think CK should give you a double raise.
Oh, I agree.
And make you his executive assistant. Yeah, his executive assistant for putting up with that nonsense, because I don't know how you do it. He tries to upstage you when he's on the show. You can't make up half the crap that comes out of that guy's mouth. So just thank you, Chris. You are the man. And I think Paulie was a little hard on Dr. Sabah, but maybe Paulie was just spewing some hot fire today. I mean, I get it. I mean, I'm in Dr. Sabah's boat about the name and what have you, but, I mean, I'm always going to support the team because they're Washington. I just won't buy anything if it's not the Redskins' name. But, Chris, you are the man, and shout out to Mad Max. You're doing a great job replacing the legend of Essek. You are on your way to making your own dynasty.
Attaboy. I try, my friend.
Attaboy. Thank you, Double A, as always, for the kind words and for the laughs, too. I have no idea how I do it either. I mean, I honestly am just being, but you know, I would say this. You know, you have been very instrumental in trying to shape young Linus. And I appreciate that about you, and you've been great to my son. And spending time with him, which I can't thank you enough. So I appreciate you. And I would also say this. Sometimes you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, right? You can do anything
and
everything.
He's a horse of a different breed, that guy. I ain't figured out what breed he is yet, but maybe we will in 2025.
I was just using the adage. I wasn't talking, because he's now going to get mad at me if I see him today. He's already mad at me. He's going to get mad at me again for using that analogy. But you know where I'm going with that. So I appreciate you.
Exactly.
I'll end it there before I go any further. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you. Have a great weekend.
You got it.
And hopeful congratulations to you for what, you know, for what you're dealing with. So I appreciate you. That's my guy, Double A, Athan in Annapolis. One final one on the phones today, Lapp in D.C. What up, Lappy? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster?
How are you, Lapp?
Hey, man. Hey, Paulie was spot on with Sabah, man, because I was going to call in the other day and say something about, you know, she wanted Drake May. And I know you like the Drake May, but I always mess with you on that. That's just our inside joke, Brewster. But I just think, man, with this season was just so impressive, man. And I'm hoping we can make some good off-season additions, man. And Dan Quinn he's a good coach, but, you know, we've seen what he did in Dallas the last 3 years before he came to us. We've seen what he did in the Super Bowl. That's why I was a little hesitant of him, but I do like him, and I like what he did with us this year. So hopefully, man, we don't get that bad mojo coming, you know what I'm saying, from losing and stuff in the big game. So hopefully we can get it going for next year, and I'm excited, man. I know it's some free agents and other talent out there that want to come to this team, so we'll definitely be better, man. And hope we can address the defense and the offensive line and get a receiver. Mm-hmm. Maybe get a young tight end, and, you know.
That's good. You know, the interesting part is there's no doubt the roster is going to be a lot better than what they inherited and what they quite honestly had throughout. But also, along with that comes the bullseye on your back, one. Two, the much more harder schedule. And on top of that, something that people are kind of sleeping on, they had more home games this year than road games. This upcoming year, it's reverse, you know.
I think it's
like under the current format, it's, you know, 9 road games, 8 home games. Nine road games, 8 home games. And you got to go to Green Bay and Kansas City and, of course, Philadelphia in Los Angeles for the Chargers. And there was one other tough road game that stood out. I can't remember. I have to look it up. But the point being is, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, look at the defense that we had. You know, what were you, ranked 18th, I think,
yeah,
in defense?
Yeah.
And look at the talent for a rookie to do that, man. It's just impressive. That's why I really wanted to go to the Super Bowl. And I'm trying to be biased because this is my team, but I just think the ratings would have been better if it was Chiefs and Commanders for real. And I just think, like, if you look at all the playoff teams, how much talent they had that we didn't have. Mm-hmm. So just imagine if Jaden had any remotely close to that talent, man. It would be just an awesome team, man, and a much better team. So,
gotcha.
Yep, we'll see, man.
All right, thank you, Lap. Appreciate
it. Years to come.
There you go. Appreciate you. All right, coming up next, we'll say goodbye. But before we do that, dumb of the day. Stay tuned. Mad Max ain't playing this because the Eagles are in the Super Bowl, baby.
I would never.
No. He knows that the Eagles are the greatest band of all time. Little Hotel California instrumental version. Either way, whatever form, the Eagles. I've only seen them 7 or 8 times in my life, which is disappointing. But I did great weekend in Chicago last March with someone who's awesome. And United Center.
It's sick.
Which is still a great building, even though it's been around 27, 28 years. Just great. Just great. I mean, just the best. And even though Glenn Frey has long left us, the way they've retooled with Deacon Frey, his son, and Vince Gill is awesome. If you like actually good music instead of the gobbledygook that you get in a lot of ways today, it's not for you. It's not for you guys that think everything that comes out that blows up on TikTok is the greatest thing ever. The greatest thing since sliced bread. That's not what the Eagles are about. You have to have patience. It's like a fine wine. It just gets better with time, baby. All right. Time to wrap up the show. Max, you know who Bill Gates is?
I'm quite familiar, yes.
Yes. Very rich, right?
Very.
Do you know that he has a mega mansion with 24 bathrooms in it?
That's a lot.
Yeah. 66,000 square feet, a Lake Washington estate called Xanadu 2.0. Well, the 69-year-old, now single, an empty nester, the Microsoft co-founder, no plans to downsize from his massive 66,000 square foot compound.
Nice.
Originally purchased in 88 for $2 million, now worth upwards of $130 million. He says, quote, "My house in Seattle, I admit, Lake Washington, is gigantic. My sisters have downsized. I can't. I like the houses that I have." He's by himself. Or, well,
allegedly.
He's not by himself, but, you know, officially, he's got 24 bathrooms. I mean, he could basically take a deuce in a different bathroom every day for a month.
It's pretty awesome, not going to lie.
He says, "My kids like to come back. That's a luxury. I don't cook. I don't make my own bed. But if I don't mind, if no one has made it, I wouldn't notice." So maybe this is just me being bitter and envious and jealous that I want what he has.
Same.
But Bill Gates doesn't want to downsize. The trials and tribulations of Bill Gates. How does he go on saying, which bathroom?
Spin a wheel today.
Yeah, which bathroom do I visit today? Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable. And for that, not because he's filthy rich, absurdly rich, but because he doesn't want to downgrade from 24 bathrooms down to, I don't know, 4. Bill Gates. All right. That does it. No, we're not piling on the filthy rich. Okay, maybe we are. Craig Hoffman coming up next. Have yourself a great weekend. Going to be a sad morning tomorrow as we remember the life and the legacy of Pete Medhurst. If you can, you know, still contribute to his GoFundMe with his family, they need it. They need the help. They need the support, prayers, all that stuff. If you have any questions, just reach out to me. Great job by Mad Max, and congratulations for signing a one-year deal with the Toronto Blue Jays. Back on Monday, Craig Hoffman next. Have a good weekend.